Hey everybody. President Trump may no longer be in the White House, at least not now, but Trump World is thriving. Let's take a look. This is Gary Benoit, your host for Beyond the Cover, and we have with us today William F. Jasper, senior editor for the New American Magazine. So welcome to the program, Bill.
Thank you, Gary. Always a pleasure.
Now, Bill, you did more articles than anybody else in this, I believe, fantastic issue that we've done, this collector's edition on Trump World. And so you know a lot about Trump World. Why is it that Trump World is still thriving, in fact, maybe even growing, without Donald Trump in the White House?
Well, I think when you look around, Gary, even those who voted for Joe Biden are having a lot of voters' remorse now and are wishing that Trump were back in office. Obviously, not the true blue hate Trump and hate Trump world. It's not just that they hate Donald Trump. They hate what he represents and who he represents, which are all those people, black, white, brown, of all different colors and backgrounds, that voted for Donald Trump because of the vision that he was promoting and supporting. And he didn't originate it, he didn't create it, but he embodied it to all those voters. And that is an America first, make America great again, make America energy independent, get our mass migration, broken borders under control, take a realistic approach toward our foreign policy, particularly as it relates to communist China and its military economic threat to the United States, the destruction of, ending the destruction of our manufacturing and industrial prowess, which has been ongoing for now for a generation, more than a generation, for the last 40 years, and all of the social programs from the New Deal onward that have created the welfare state and that are tearing the moral fabric of our country apart. And so he spoke to all of those things, and now they can see just in the first few months, the first year of the Biden administration isn't over yet, and he's already undone much of the progress that President Trump and his policies and his support around the country had produced. I mean, we were energy independent. I mean, you know, in the New American Magazine, we'd written for decades that America could be and should be energy independent. We have all of the energy that we need right here. God has provided us with the oil, the coal, the natural gas, and we have developed nuclear power, and we have hydropower and all of these things, which the radical environmentalists, enviro-Leninists in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party have been putting off limits to us. And so Donald Trump showed that within his first 2 years, not even his first his full administration, with all of the roadblocks that courts and lawsuits and sabotage within his own administration, and with the media attacking him relentlessly, he showed that, yes, we could become energy independent, not only energy independent, but we'd be exporting energy. And a lot of people thought that that was impossible, even many Republicans and so-called conservatives had been saying for years that, oh, no, that's unrealistic. Don't even go there. That's not possible. We're never going to be energy independent. And I remember having those conversations with people I was interviewing in conservative think tanks saying that same thing. And we knew that was not the case. And Donald Trump proved it. And so Trump World is thriving because people recognize that Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the Democrat establishment, the Rhino establishment, the media establishment, big tech, big government, are destroying the great vision and potential that Donald Trump represented. So yeah, we're seeing, I think, many people being motivated to really get into the fight and to try to reverse this, because the alternative is for the United States to completely disintegrate, and there's not much hope then for anyone.
Well, you made the point that the powers that be, the deep state, the swamp creatures, not only hate Donald Trump, but they hate Trump World, because without Trump World, it would have been impossible for Donald Trump to have been elected president. And one of the three articles that you did in our collector's edition on Trump World is called simply The Deplorables. And that, of course, is in reference to a statement that Hillary Clinton made. But would you like to just remind our readers, although our viewers, although I'm sure many of them are already familiar with what Hillary Clinton said, and why is the hatred so extreme? Hillary Clinton was talking about half of Trump's supporters falling into the category of deplorables. What makes them deplorables in the eyes of Hillary Clinton and in the eyes of people like her?
Well, that's a very good question. And it's almost unfathomable for those of us who think that, not that America is perfect, but that the United States of America and the people who have made it a great country deserve to be supported. The country, patriotism and a belief in the patria is a good thing. It doesn't make one a jingoist or anything. It's just a good thing to support one's country. And Hillary Clinton and the forces that she represents, she referred to Trump supporters as a basket of deplorables, and they would like to believe and present the case that all of those of us who believe in independence and national sovereignty and patriotism and God, family, country, and who believe in free market, free enterprise, and who support the right to life and the right to keep and bear arms and all of the rights which are enshrined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, that somehow we are, because of all of that, we're racist, misogynist, xenophobic, Islamophobic, all of the phobics, and we're haters. So that's just not true. But they want the American people to believe that, because they want to see, they have a totally different vision for America, and it's a globalist vision. It's a one world government vision, in which the United Nations and various major corporations and major foundations will run the world, and we will just be their subjects. And so they are building ever more ravenous and omnipotent government, because they want to be able to control all of society. They believe in the surveillance state, in the control state. And we see that with all of the medical bureaucracy that they've put together under the so-called pandemic to completely overthrow constitutional government and restrained government. And they want to put all the restraints and constraints on the people and transfer all control, all authority to government entities, whether they're bureaucrats or elected officials. And so they have working hand in hand, in fact, inseparably with the big media, have been portraying Americans who are in favor of retaining our constitutional government, portraying them in the most evil ways possible. And so we have seen, well, right now we're right in the midst, as we speak, of the trial of Jussie Smollett. One of the biggest hoaxes and one of the biggest hate hoaxes in history. Jussie Smollett claimed that he was beaten up and had a noose put around his neck and had liquid poured on some kind of thing by MAGA hat wearing Trump supporters. And this became a huge media event. No verification, no attempt by the media to vet this or to question any of his charges. And that what was so amazing about this is that, as we have pointed out in numerous articles in the New American online and in our print magazine, there have been hundreds, literally hundreds of exposed fake hate crimes. Now, we're opposed to anybody hating anybody. We don't hate anybody, and particularly based upon racial characteristics or anything of that sort. And we're opposed to any kind of violence against any person for race or creed or political beliefs or any of those things. But when time after time after time, so-called hate crimes are blown up into huge events in the media, and they're exposed as being totally false. And sometimes, in many of these cases, the perpetrators of them, the so-called victims, later admit that, yes, for various reasons, whether it was to create more racial animosity and more mayhem, or whether it was to cover up some other problem or crime that they had committed, they resorted to this hate crime. And so this has been exposed over and over again. So it's incumbent upon the media, when a real inflammatory case like this comes up, that it not be jumped on immediately and exploited. But of course, that's what happened, not only in the Jussie Smollett case, which has been totally discredited, but we saw that happen, of course, with Nicholas Sandmann and the boys from the Catholic school at the National Right to Life March, how that was. The media jumped on that and completely misrepresented it, lied about the whole thing. And we've seen that over and over again, and we saw it in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. All of these things have resurfaced again right now in trials. And the media has been shown over and over and over again to be working with the big government politicians, the big foundations and organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, to create conflict, to create disruption in American life, to destroy our moral fabric, and to drive us apart. And that can't be allowed to continue. If that happens, then it will destroy all of the racial comity and that is necessary to have a peaceful society. And that's one of the other reasons why they hate Trump. He actually, although they have portrayed him as the biggest racist, he has brought more Hispanic, Asians, and Black voters into the Republican Party, or just voting for him because they recognize that a rising level of water raises all boats, and that his economic programs and what he has been doing has raised them higher in terms of minority employment and minority gains in history. So the deplorables are a big problem for the big media and for the deep state, because in spite of everything they've done, those American deplorables recognize what is really this country's really about, and they're in favor of keeping it, and they're in favor of those politicians who will stand up for their rights. That it's the for the right to life, the right to keep and bear arms. That's another area where they've been hitting Trump and all conservative deplorables and politicians on, is the right to keep and bear arms. The would-be totalitarians who want to rule over us no need to disarm the American people. And more people are realizing that it's more and more incumbent upon them to be armed, because that's part of what our founding fathers recognize. They called it the palladium of our rights, that which protects our rights.
One final question, Bill.
Question.
so-called the Plurables or Trump World is a movement that it's growing, it's taking off. And in fact, in another one of your articles in Trump World, the Trump World Collector's Edition from the New American Magazine, you have an article called The Great Awakening. Would you like to finish up by talking about that awakening, maybe pointing to a couple of examples where the awakening has been manifested, and of course, anything else you'd like to conclude with?
Well, yes, I think there should be a very hopeful feeling in the American people, despite what is happening all around us with the Biden administration and those who are promoting and protecting and actually directing him. It can be very troubling to look around at this because it doesn't look good. We are seeing destruction of so much of the fabric of our society and of our economic viability. And but this has caused a late but hopefully still viable awakening in the American people of a number of different awakening on a number of different levels, one of which is something that we have been working very meticulously for many years at the New American, is to awaken the people to an understanding that yes, indeed, there is a deep state. There are forces within our government that have been working to undermine our constitutional republic and our freedoms for decades. And we have focused on particularly the Council on Foreign Relations, which has been at the heart of this for 100 years, for a century, founded in 1921. Many of them were working actually before the founding of this to create a global government. And they finally accomplished the first part of that in 1945 with the founding of the UN. And so for the last several decades, we've been trying to expose that. The Trump administration and the concerted coup efforts, the treasonous efforts within the government and by those outside of the government to overthrow the Trump administration, which had been constitutionally elected, was so blatant that it awakened millions of people to the dire danger that we're in. They could see that, yes, this is really happening. This is not some crazy conspiracy theory. That label conspiracy theory is not going to stop millions of Americans now who recognize that, yes, indeed, there are people in very high places colluding to destroy our freedom here. So that is one of the awakenings. And the other awakening, though, is the hopeful awakening that I alluded to earlier. And that is that millions of Americans who had been inactive for so long, had been passive observers, engaged in non-essential diversions, finally said, hey, wait, this is pretty important. This is existential. We better get involved. And they got involved. And the first Trump administration showed that, yes, we can roll back all of these destructive regulations. We can secure our borders. We can bring investments back to the United States that had fled decades ago. And we can make America great again. We can get our energy independence. We can do all of these things that seemed impossible before. So there is a great awakening, and it's going to take a lot of Americans being persistent and prayerful and resolute so that we continue to take back this country from those who are trying to take it away and to destroy it. Nope. So it's a very historic and exciting time to be alive. And I think that our Trump World special issue is going to motivate a lot of people. It's going to inform a lot of people who have only been on the fringes following things for many years. Now they're going to be able to put things together all in one place. And I'm very excited about what's going to be happening in the future.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. We were glad to have you with us. And for those viewers who would like to get a copy of Trump World, and or more than one copy, we encourage everyone to do so. Please click on the link in the description to this video. Thank you very much.